You're listening to the Kuribo Shoe Podcast, episode 23, Nintendo Direct, September 13th. Welcome to another episode of the Kuribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, the Green Ghost Luigi, to my regular Luigi, Chad.
Hello again, everybody.
So we got a great show for you guys today. We're recording on Thursday. We just watched the Nintendo Direct, and wow, we have a lot to say about it. But before we get into that, we're going to briefly talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
Octopath Traveler.
Okay.
That's all. That's about it.
My list, I've played twice as many games as you have on the Switch. I've played two. So I played Mega Man 11, the demo that was released.
Spoilers!
Yeah. So that's like quite a bit of fun. I really like how it looks, and I think it looks really good and sounds really good. Again, just try it out. It's free if you think you'd be interested. And then I also picked up NBA 2K19 on the Switch. I thought about buying last year's game, but had heard that the Switch version was kind of rough. And everything I was reading on 2K19 was saying that they really improved it on the Switch. And I even watched a few comparisons between it and the PS4 version, and it looks very comparable. So I've been a huge fan of the NBA 2K series ever since it is their 20th game. And I'm old enough to have played the very first one. I had it on the Sega Dreamcast. So I've got that and been playing it. But other than that, I just really want to talk about what we're going to be playing with this Nintendo Direct. So.
Oh, same here. Yeah, no, I haven't bought any sports games for the Switch yet, but I'm glad to hear they seem to be improving them. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, man, it's probably the shortest what we've been playing ever, but again, we're going to get into what we're all going to be playing. So we'll talk about the new Nintendo Direct right after this. So, as we said before, we're going to be exclusively talking about the Nintendo Direct that Nintendo just aired. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon, and me and Chad met up with each other, and we watched this thing live. I think it's the first time we've watched a Direct together.
And, it is.
We picked the perfect one for our first one to watch together. This thing, it just started with a bang. Let's just get into it. This is just insane. So, the Direct opens up with a trailer of Luigi, and I'm thinking, okay, is this more of the Smash Brothers stuff? It looks too good to be Luigi's Mansion on 3DS, the remake that they've already announced, and boom, they dropped in the title card, Luigi's Mansion 3, coming to Switch 2019.
Could not believe it.
I mean, I was just in shock. I didn't know if this day would ever come, honestly.
You know, I was trying not to get my hopes up too high for the Nintendo Direct. A lot of times I'm kind of let down by them. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, we could just shut it down right now, and I'm happy.
Yeah, it could have seriously ended right then, 30 seconds in, and I'd have been happy.
I just could not believe it. I'm so excited to talk about the other stuff, but that was only the beginning. It got better.
So Luigi's Mansion 3 is what they started off with, and then it seemed like it kind of moved into the 3DS, if I'm not mistaken. We may get this a little out of order, but if I'm not mistaken, that's what it started with, and we got an update on Luigi's Mansion, the remake on the 3DS, the remake of the original GameCube version, and the big news is that they're adding co-op to this game.
What did you think about that? That looked awesome.
That's great. I mean, and it looks like if you both have the game, you can play through the entire game together. One of you is Luigi, and one of you is like this kind of like shadow ghost Luigi.
A little green ghost Luigi, yeah. Exactly. I really wish they would have put, I guess Mario's missing in that one.
But Professor Egad.
Professor Egad would be the perfect one.
Me too, but I'm not going to complain because this was a game that I didn't even know for sure if I was going to play when they announced it because I played the original GameCube one back in the day. But now knowing that like we can play through it co-op together, like I'm down.
That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing they did that I appreciated was even if just one of you has the game, you can play through some of the boss battles together. So I love that they're doing that. That's something that they were really good with back in the DS days. And so I'm glad to see that they're adding something even if you don't have the game, you can still enjoy it.
Kind of bringing that back. Yeah, that's great.
The other fairly big announcement, I think, for the 3DS that we saw was a new Kirby. Well, not a new, but a Kirby. Another Kirby game is coming to the system. Kirby's, what do they call it?
Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn.
Yes, Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn. So Kirby's Epic Yarn was a game on the original Wii, or on the Nintendo Wii. But it's good to see that it's coming to the 3DS and giving those 3DS owners something else to look forward to.
Right, yeah, no, I'll probably definitely be picking this up. I'm not just totally into the 3DS right now, but I love Kirby, so I didn't play the Wii version, so I'll definitely be checking this out.
Yeah, and I want to say they showed off some Yo-Kai Watch and stuff that we're not necessarily interested in, but I want to say that was kind of the main things with the 3DS. Do you remember anything else?
They're coming out with the Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story,
yes,
plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey. What a title.
Yeah, that's a mouthful there, but I like the Mario and Luigi games, and I have heard that this is one of the better ones. So
I have not played it, so I'd like to give it a try as well. One thing about the Luigi's Mansion on 3DS, Amiibo figures have some pretty good functions, looks like, if you scan some of the core Mario franchise ones.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So looks like if you scanned a Toad, it'll give you more health.
More health, right. So I'm glad they're using some Amiibos still. That's really awesome.
And it looks like the Boo Amiibo will allow you to find some special Boos in the game. And so now I'm going to be looking for a Boo Amiibo because I don't have one.
I know, it me either, and I really need one.
Okay, and then I think that is pretty much all they announced for the 3DS. And they moved on to the Switch. Let's see here. I'm trying to get my sorry, folks. We're trying to get this to this recap to load here. Let's see here. Do you have what was next?
Was it the Splatoon 2 update?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the Splatoon 2
update. It's pretty close to there, at least. Started with the Splatoon 2 update, and I really don't know where they're going with this, honestly. It was a very weird reveal slash trailer, I guess you could say. All I know is the weapons, the black and white weapons, they look amazing, and I can't wait to try them out.
Yeah, so it looks like an all-new like weapon vendor, which is awesome. And again, we're recording this right after they showed, and the trailer really didn't show a whole lot, but it looked like a new multiplayer mode almost. We were watching on a fairly small screen, and it's hard to make out exactly what was going on, but it looked like more than 8 Inklings in a match. So I don't know if it's going to be maybe their take on a battle royale type mode. It's hard to say.
I don't know. Whenever that we were watching it, 100x appeared on the screen. What does that mean?
Yeah.
So
I just do not know, but I can't wait to find out more. I'm very excited about this.
What'd you think of the giant hammer?
Oh, that looked amazing.
I don't know, man. You're fixing to crush somebody.
There's some really, I don't know if surely that's like a special weapon or something. I don't know. But I'm very much looking forward to hearing what's all in this version 4 update.
Looks like there's some new costumes, hairdos. Looks like there's a lot of new stuff in here.
Yeah. They said to go over to the Squid Research Lab website for more information. We went there and checked it out. About the only thing we saw was it said there's going to be changes to the Splatfest as well. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to change up how they do those in some way. I'm not sure.
It'd be nice if they change up the square a little bit, kind of put a new fresh coat of paint on that.
I agree.
That'd be great.
So it remains to be seen what all's happening, but safe to say we're excited about it.
We'll probably have a full episode on it someday.
I'm sure we will. Another thing that was announced was it's another Wii U port, and that's a new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
We kind of heard some rumors about this, so yeah, I wasn't real surprised.
Yeah, this didn't surprise me either. It's coming on January 11th, so it's coming fairly soon, early next year. And it includes both Mario Brothers U and new Super Luigi Brothers U.
Yes.
It's all total is 164 courses. I'm just not as excited as I could be because I've already played this game. You know, we both had Wii U's and played through this game. So,
right. They did add a new character, though, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, interesting is the right way to say it. So Toadette is in the game, but there's a power-up that's like a crown if you're playing as her, and if you grab it, you turn into Peachette? I don't know. It's
I don't know about this.
Very strange. I don't know how I feel about this either.
Peachette for Smash.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see. I can't remember exactly if they said it would have online or not. I want to say they did, but again, we don't really have all the information in front of us. So, but at any rate, that's a really good game. I think it's the best of the Mario Brothers, New Super Mario Brothers games by far. I really do. But you know, it's hard for us to get super pumped because we've already played it. But if you haven't, this will be a great game to pick up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I've I own it and I've played it and I'll probably still pick it up. So,
right. So let's see here. Another game that wasn't that we finally heard some more about was the Yoshi game, and it's the, you know, the title had leaked out, but Yoshi's Crafted World. We mentioned this last week that the title had leaked, but we kind of got a new look at the game, and I have to say it looks pretty neat.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy all the Yoshi games, and it looked like there was some co-op involved, so I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, co-op, and it looks like you can basically flip every level around, and it's like each stage is basically two stages depending on which side you're on, so that sounds kind of interesting. I'm not sure exactly how all that's going to work. We also saw Poochie running around.
We did.
Which I think is our first time to see him in this game, so it was neat to see him, and we didn't get a full release date, but they said it is coming in spring 2019. So I don't know. Hopefully this game will finally come out.
I hope so. They've been working on it long enough. I have some pretty big expectations for it, but overall it's going to be a Yoshi game, I know. And it looks really good.
Yeah. Let's see here. We got, of course, we got a little bit said about Pokemon Let's Go. It wasn't much that we hadn't already known. They announced the bundle, which leaked already. So there is a Pokemon Let's Go, both Pikachu and Eevee bundle coming out, which is really cool. It's got Pikachu and Eevee on the dock. It's got silhouettes of them on the back of the Switch itself, and it's got one Pikachu Joy-Con and one Eevee Joy-Con. And it comes with a Pokeball Plus. Now, this is a pretty cool bundle.
It is, yeah. No, it comes with the game and then a Pokeball Plus. I thought that was really neat that they decided to include that with the bundle. Yeah. It's all right. It's not what I would exactly pick. I really want those Joy-Con, though.
Yeah, even though they don't necessarily, to me, look the greatest.
They don't.
Kind of a mustard yellow and brown, which I don't know.
That's exactly what I thought.
But it's really cool, and I know these are going to sell out 100%.
Oh, yeah, limited edition. So
anything Pokemon's going to go.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I'm really curious if they'll make a left Pikachu controller and a right Eevee controller, if that's the way it's set up. I really hope there's so you can have both colors on your Switch.
Yes, and neither of us are huge fans of the mismatched Joy-Con.
No.
So I would love to be able to have a full set of Pikachu or Eevee ones.
Right, right.
But again, we don't know for sure if that will happen or even if they'll be sold separately, but hopefully they will.
Right, I sure hope so.
We also got some news on Super Mario Party, which is coming out in October. They announced a four-player co-op mode, which is just separate from the board game, you know, the classic Mario Party style. So that's good to hear, and there will be certain parts of the game that are available online to play. And you know, that's about the only thing new I saw, but I am looking forward to this game. We'll definitely be picking this one up, I think, both of us.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They're adding some online play with Mario Party. I've never played Mario Party online, I don't believe.
Right. And then as far as another existing Switch game, we got news on Mario Tennis Aces is getting a fairly big update.
Yes.
So they announced several new characters. Do you have those handy?
Birdo is coming, Shy Guy, the Koopa Paratrooper, and the big one,
yes,
Petey Piranha.
Yeah, Petey Piranha. I was not expecting this.
I wasn't either. And it looks like he's the same size as he is in the boss in the game.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Nuts having him on the court.
Chain Chomp versus Petey Piranha.
Yes. And it says, I think starting on September 19th, you'll have access to a new online co-op mode that lets you play different missions with your friends. And this will unlock special outfits and color schemes for your characters. So, like, for instance, they showed Chain Chomp with, like, a little hat on.
Yes, they showed Boo with a visor, and the Shy Guy was wearing different colors.
I have not played much online Mario Tennis lately, but this is definitely going to get, I think, both of us back on, because I want those costumes and hats and stuff.
For sure.
That just sounds awesome.
I'm really glad. Ever since they released that one Mario alternate costume, I was really hoping they do some more stuff like that.
Yeah, so it looks like they're finally kind of opening that up for other characters. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here.
And as you mentioned, you've already been playing the Mega Man 11 demo.
Yes, they showed that.
They released a deal. And it looks like there's an amiibo for that also.
There is. So a Mega Man 11 amiibo edition is being released, and it has the amiibo with it. So that's cool.
I'm the amiibo collector I am. I'll definitely be picking that up.
Yes. Also, Square Enix announced like 27 Final Fantasy games for the Switch. It was just like one after another. Boom, boom, boom. the ones that kind of stuck out to me was that there's going to be a Final Fantasy VII remake. And it, we've known that that is coming like to PlayStation, but now they're saying, hey, it's coming to Switch, along with a bunch of other ones, remakes and spinoffs. And I mean, it seems like Square's really putting a lot of effort behind the Switch right now.
They really are.
And I think Octopath Traveler and the success it's seen is really is what's causing this.
I think you're right, yeah. I haven't really dabbled in a whole lot of Final Fantasy games, but it looks like I'm about to.
Yeah. So another thing that we got announced was a new game from Game Freak. And these are the people that make Pokemon. And they make very few games outside of Pokemon. A few that I've loved is a game called Drill Dozer on the Game Boy Advance. It was one of the only games to have a built-in rumble in the cartridge. So your Game Boy Advance would rumble.
Really?
It was a fun little platformer. I love it. I still have my original copy. And they also made a downloadable game on the 3DS called Harmonite. And that was very fun, too. It's kind of a rhythm-based, like, platformer. And that was fun. And, I mean, like I said, these people make, seems like they make a game besides Pokemon, like, once every 5 or 10 years. And so they've announced a new Switch game. And it's an RPG. And right now they're just calling it Town. It says working title. So I guess kind of like Untitled Goose Game. We're not sure if this is going to stick or not.
Right, right.
I don't know. It looked really neat. It's an RPG, but it's based all on one single town. So I thought that was interesting.
I really like the animation style and everything. I thought it looked really, really fun. Really, really neat.
Yeah, then they really didn't show off much, but it did. It piqued my interest.
For sure. For
so
sure.
I don't know if this is going to be a download game or a full release or what exactly, but it says it would just, all they've really said is it's coming in 2019. Let's see here, trying to see if there's anything else where we hit the heavy hitters. Oh, yeah. So they gave us some more information about Nintendo Switch Online, which, hey, that's coming really soon. That's it's coming out on September 18th. So just here in another week, we're all going to have to start paying if we want to play Switch games online. And they gave us some more information about it. So they talked about cloud saves, which is one thing you get with your subscription. But we probably don't have time to get into this right now. But some of the games are not that we think should. They just seem like they would have to have cloud saves or not going to because of Nintendo's fear of people cheating or whatever the reason may be. But like Splatoon 2 and Pokemon Let's Go supposedly are not going to support this feature. So that's just a huge bummer.
It really is. They didn't really say what games or anything would be in the direct. They didn't say much about that.
Yes.
But I have heard that. And that's a pretty big disappointment. It really is.
Yeah. It does look like they are going to add a little bit more functionality through the Nintendo Switch Online app, which, you know, is basically you can use it for Splatoon 2, and that's really all you've been able to use it for the past year. But it looks like they're adding support for, like, Mario Tennis, and I don't know if they showed any other games or not, but I don't know. I really don't like – I don't care for this app where you have to be in a specific game to be able to even voice chat. I mean – why not just use something like Discord? That'll work no matter what you're playing.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But anyway, they did show that off, and I don't think they announced it in the direct, but they have announced that there'll be a 1 week free trial available on the eShop of Nintendo Switch Online. So, you know, if you're not sure whether you want to pay for it or not, definitely check that out and see what you think about it. They also showed off a few of the NES games that you're going to have access to with Nintendo Switch Online. And it looks like, you know, any of them that supported co-op play, you'll be able to play online with a friend. So I'm looking forward to checking that out with you or whatever and just seeing. But I mean, it's not a huge seller to me, but I am curious to see how they'll kind of implement it.
Right. Most of the NES games on there I've played, I believe, but I've noticed a few of them that I hadn't. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm really excited to try them with co-op online. I think that's going to be a big selling point for me.
Yes, I agree. And they also mentioned that they will, you know, as time moves on, they'll be continuing to add games to this service.
Right.
So I'm a lot more interested in when are they going to move past the NES to like Super Nintendo and hopefully further N64. That would be more what I'd be more interested in, but just because I've played the NES games to death, you know.
Right. No, I understand that.
And sure. They already sell the NES Classic and stuff that's going to have, you know, a lot of these games already. So I don't know. It's a good start, but I do hope they take it further.
Me and you were talking about this earlier. Whenever they, if they do add more older games, will they take some of the other ones away, or will you still have the original 20 you get when you sign up? Or
yeah, they really haven't said, and I'm curious about that. I would love it if they would just keep adding and not subtracting, but well, I guess it will remain to be seen what they're going to do.
So talk about the big news about the Nintendo Switch Online. We got a pretty big reveal in there.
We did. Something I did not see coming.
Not at all.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell us about it, Chad?
We're getting some NES controllers, which are kind of like Joy-Cons a little bit.
They are.
As far as they just slide on your Switch. But they don't look very fun to play it with. It almost looks like it's reversed. You'd have to turn the Switch upside down for it to work as a Joy-Con almost. It looks really funny.
Yeah, they're basically original NES controllers, it looks like. I mean, it looks like they're the original size and everything.
Wireless.
But they're wireless, and on the top of them, they have the little Joy-Con rails, so they can slide onto your Switch, and they showed it while it was docked, and that's the way you charge them. So I'm very excited about this. It looks like they come in a two-pack.
This is going to be the perfect way to play these old-school NES games that we're getting with online service.
Oh, 100%. I'm very excited. I just did not see this coming. They're not super cheap. They're $60 for a two-pack, but, I mean, they are wireless and all that, so if I can get my hands on these, I certainly will.
I'd say these are going to go out pretty quick if I was going to guess.
There's no way Nintendo's going to make enough of these. There's no way.
If it takes us as long as to get these that did NES Classic controllers, we're in trouble.
We'll get them in a year or two. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's kind of the main stuff about Nintendo Switch Online that was announced today. Again, we'll probably have a full episode or half an episode about this once it comes out and our impressions on it coming soon. But for now, that's about all we know. So if I'm not mistaken, Chad, we're down to kind of the final two Megaton announcements.
Well, there was one other thing.
What else are we missing here?
Just very briefly, they just showed a little bit more on Starlink, some cutscenes.
That's right, yes.
And we finally got to see the man himself.
Yes,
Star Wolf. I've seen some gameplay of this already, and Star Wolf is mentioned, but I never saw him.
I was actually a little disappointed when I saw this game come up, because I'm like, I've already watched a ton of footage of this game. Like, why is Nintendo wasting our time? But the cutscene at the end of Star Wolf made it all worth it.
It was really, really neat. He's voice acted again, and he's coming back. He's in Smash, and now he's in Starlink. This is great.
Yeah, Star Wolf is back with a vengeance, and I'm for one, I'm very excited about his role in both Smash and Starlink.
Oh, for sure. Starlink is a game I was up in the air about, but after seeing gameplay and the news in the direct, and I'm really, really pumped for this game.
Yeah, I am too. I couldn't be more excited. We knew for sure all the Star Fox crew, you know, was going to be in it, but yeah. I did not know about Star Wolf myself. So,
all right, let's get into the favorites here.
Okay, so we had some new we have some new news about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So there is going to be a console bundle, and I'm just super excited about this, way more than the Pokemon one even, because it's Smash Brothers.
It looks a lot better than the Pokemon one.
It looks way better. So why don't you run down kind of the basics here, Chad?
So the dock is has some characters on it. We've got, it's not just a sticker, none of that sorry stuff we've been getting lately. It's got some of the original fighters from the N64 game.
Yes, it does.
We've got on the face of the dock, we've got Samus, Mario, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, and Link in his Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, this dock outfit looks amazing.
It really does. I wish they would take the Switch out and turn it around. Me and you were talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if...
I'm really curious if anything's on the backside of the Switch.
On the Pokemon one, it has Pikachu and Eevee shadow forms, just a lot of them on there. And there's got to be something on here.
I think so.
And then on the Joy-Cons, I would prefer a little bit more stuff on there, but they look clean. They look very nice. They just have the Smash emblem on the Joy-Con. Not even on the grip either. I've always kind of wondered why they don't customize the grips just a little bit.
And these Joy-Cons look very similar to the standard gray color that comes with your standard Switch console. And I'm curious, are they the same shade of gray or are they slightly different?
I'm very curious as well. To me, they look the same, but there's a chance they could be a little lighter or a little darker.
Yeah, the picture shown during the Direct, and of course, you know, it was kind of blurry in points while we were watching it. It's hard to say exactly what color they're going to be.
But
there was a little confusion about when this thing comes out, and I looked it up here as long as and we're looking on the Nintendo Switch Reddit right now. But this perk, because it looked almost like they said this bundle was coming out sooner than the game, like they showed a date of November 2nd. And at least here, according to the Nintendo Switch Reddit, it says the bundle does come out on November 2nd, but the download code for the game won't be active until the game launches on December 7th. So if true, that's awesome. You could end up getting this bundle a month before the game comes out. And, you know, the game code won't work, so you can't play Smash a month early, but you could have this bundle and be all ready to go.
That's crazy. I can't really believe they're doing that.
I'm
but
shocked.
I'll be definitely,
if that's true.
I'll be looking for something in November, though.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to not buy this, Chad.
I'm curious on the price tag. I'm wondering if they'll make docks or Joy-Cons sold separately. I really doubt they will.
I know. It's hard to say because they're already making the Pro Controller, the Smash Brothers Pro Controller,
you're right, yes.
As well as the GameCube controller. So it's just like, that's already a lot of stuff. I don't know if they'll release these separately or if you're going to have to buy this full bundle to get them.
We're buying a lot of Smash Brothers stuff, looks like.
Oh, we are. So yeah, and that's not all the Smash Brothers news.
There's
so,
not.
We got a trailer, and the trailer, if I'm not mistaken, opens up with Isabelle in the mayor's office from Animal Crossing.
And instantly I'm thinking, oh, Animal Crossing is coming.
Oh yeah, we let out a little yelp while we were watching it. I thought, okay, we're getting Animal Crossing on the Switch. This is the greatest thing ever.
What a way to start Luigi's Mansion 3, and here we're ending with Animal Crossing.
Our
couldn't
most
believe
anticipated
it.
Game that was unannounced.
Exactly. I was so happy, but it wasn't what it seemed to be.
Yeah, it turns out it was just basically a very pretty trailer to tell you that, hey, Isabelle's coming to Smash Brothers. And on one hand, that's great. I love that there's another Animal Crossing in Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
An Animal Crossing character in Smash Brothers. That's amazing. And I wouldn't have guessed it had been Isabelle. My guess would have been Tom Nook.
Right.
Because we've already got the villager, but... I had to say I was a little disappointed when I realized, hey, this is just an announcement that Isabelle's in Smash Brothers.
Our faces dropped a little.
Yeah,
it was definitely like, well, this is great, but it's a pretty big letdown.
Yeah, I was like, how could I be so stupid to fall for this? But after the Smash trailer for Isabelle, it comes up to another trailer, and it's Tom Nook sitting at his desk. It's quite funny. He's like sitting in the dark trying to get his little lamp to work, and you're like, what is going on? Is this just Tom Nook saying he's sad that he's not in Smash Brothers, or is this something different? And he starts talking, and it becomes apparent that, hey, he's preparing the town for the next Animal Crossing game, and then we get a logo Animal Crossing coming to the Nintendo Switch in 2019.
Then that's when we started yelling again.
This is just the biggest megaton of all. This, I cannot believe this.
What a fantastic direct. I'm so happy for it. And wow. Just wow. Really?
Yeah. I mean, Animal Crossing is for sure coming to the Switch now. Like, we know for sure 2019. Any guess for a win in 2019?
As Tom Nook said, we need some new houses for when we're done camping and smashing.
I think this is going to be a late 2019 release myself.
I could see it. Yeah, the holiday season.
I think so. I mean, this Animal Crossing is huge for Nintendo.
I mean, just coming off a Smash at the end of the year. I mean, we're going to be playing that for a good part of next year also.
Yeah.
That and Pokemon.
I almost wonder if Animal Crossing and Luigi's Mansion 3 won't be the Pokemon Let's Go and Smash Brothers of 2019.
As far as it stands right now, I believe they are.
But I just couldn't be happier about this. I mean... I don't know if there's a Nintendo franchise that I care about almost more right now than Animal Crossing. It's such a great franchise, and New Leaf was the best Animal Crossing ever, and I just cannot wait to see what they do on the Switch.
I don't know how they're going to top New Leaf, and I'm so excited to find out, because I believe they will, especially
they will
on
too.
The Switch.
And, I mean, just the graphics are going to look so much better with the power of the Switch.
Oh, for sure. Since we got a Smash bundle and a Pokemon bundle, I assume there's an Animal Crossing bundle. We
That's
sure hope
be
so.
Hard to hold back from, if true.
We're going
to
own a lot of Switches.
But yeah, so again, I just think the best Direct we've had in years, if not ever.
I don't think we could have picked a better one to watch together. I mean, yeah, it's the best Direct I've seen maybe ever. It was really good.
I had really, after E3 and, another direct or two after that, and with no mention of Animal Crossing, I'd really given up on hearing anything about it this year.
Yeah.
I thought, we may get to hear about this next year if we're lucky. But getting it here, it's just like, why did Nintendo make this their E3 press conference? They would have won E3.
For sure.
Anyway, I'm just glad we got it now. I couldn't be more excited. We've got basically some big games coming starting in October, and we're all the way into spring next year that we're going to have some good games to play, and we'll be definitely looking forward to Luigi's Mansion 3 and Animal Crossing sometime later in the year is my guess.
From the beginning to the end, I was always entertained by this Direct. There were some minor games and stuff I didn't really care about, but for the most part, fantastic. Love it.
Yeah, we skipped over a lot of stuff. A lot of the third-party announcements and games that we've already known about, we skipped over a ton, and we're still almost hitting 30 minutes here talking about this Direct, so we're talking about it about as long as it went on. But just to me, the perfect bookends. You had the start and the beginning. Could not have been better. Like, I literally can't think of anything that would have been better than those two things.
Me either.
So
yeah.
We're just very excited. We hope you guys are too. It looks like the Switch has got a very bright future ahead of it, and we just can't wait to be along for the ride. Before we leave you, we want to go over a few things real quickly. Please visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find links there to everywhere our show is available, and it's available on a lot of different platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. So wherever is best or easiest for you to find to listen, just find us there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcast and on Google Podcast. You can also follow the show at Karibo Shoe Pod on Twitter and at Karibo Shoe Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.